We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
All right, now, we're talking about the kingdom of God. We're referring to the fact that the kingdom that Jesus said would come is the kingdom that's set up in the hearts of men. That is the kingdom he's referring to in the 6th chapter of Matthew in verse 10 when he said, "Pray that the kingdom come." Now, that's the reason we wouldn't pray that exact prayer today, is because the kingdom has already come. Now, here in Mark the 9th chapter, we've read this, I want to read it again. He said, Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you that there are some of them that stand here that shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God come with power." Now that kingdom he's referring to is the kingdom that came on the day of Pentecost. Now, as we read there in the Matthew the 6th chapter verse 10, where Jesus said, "Pray the kingdom of God come, the will of God be done in earth as it is in heaven." And I made the statement, and I didn't take time to qualify it, we're going to take time to qualify it now. I made this statement that it has always been the will of God for it to be on this planet earth the same as it is in heaven. That was the will of God from the beginning. That is the will of God today. It will be the will of God tomorrow. And the end result is that it will end up that way. Now, if those that would like to argue that it's not God's will for it to be like it is in heaven, or it'd already be that way. Well, now just stop and think for a minute. The Bible tells us in Revelation 21, John says, "I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Heard a great voice out of heaven saying, the tabernacle of God is with men. I will be with them and be their God, and they shall be my people." Do you realize what John saw and what he was saying and what God was saying there? God, in all of the eons of time, God has never moved his throne. His throne is in heaven. But he's telling you that he's going to move heaven to earth. Heaven is coming to the planet earth, to the new earth. That is the will of God. If it wasn't the will of God, it never would happen. But you read the back of the book. That's the way it is. That's the way it's going to end up. And that is the will of God for the earth today. It's God's will that it be on earth as it is in heaven. Someone said, "Well, why isn't it that way?" Because of what Adam did. Somebody said, "Well, why didn't God just wipe Adam out and make him another man out of the dust of the ground?" Well, he couldn't do that. He had sold the earth lease out to Satan. Adam sold the earth lease out to Satan. So God had to deal with man on his level. And he had to get him a man back in the earth that would keep the word of God. Could walk perfect and upright under that old covenant. And the only man on earth that could do that was Jesus. So God got his word back in the earth. Jesus was the word made flesh. He was God's word personified. And he walked in the earth. He looked like a man. He walked like a man. He talked like a man. He ate like a man. And he got tired like a man because he was a man. First of all, he was a man. Sure, he was the Son of God. But he was born in this earth, he was a man, and he was the Son of God. So Jesus had the authority of a man in this earth. If you go back to Genesis, you find that God speaking there in Genesis about the creation, he said, "Let us make man in our image and our likeness, and let them," talking about mankind, that includes you ladies too, said, "Let us make man in our image and let them have dominion." Let them have dominion. So God gave dominion of the earth over all the work of his hands to man. Man sold that earth lease out to Satan, and Satan became the god of the world. Now, we don't have time to get into that earth lease in depth, but if you'll read the 12th chapter of Mark, you'll find that there Jesus tells you about the earth lease. He said a man planted a vineyard, hedged it about, built a tower, and built a wine press, and leased it out to a husbandman. Then he sent back for the fruit of it, and they beat his servant and killed some. And he said, "I'll send my only son." and surely they'll reverence him. And they said, come, let us kill him, and then we'll be the heirs. He's telling you what happened to the earth lease. That's exactly what happened to it. Now, that's the reason that today you have wicked things going on in this earth. You have problem areas caused by Satan and evil people, because God, if he were to come back in this earth and begin to destroy the work of the devil and make it like he intended for it to be before the earth lease runs out, then God would be a liar. It's illegal for God to do that. But he can sure anoint believers to do it, destroy the work of the devil. See, Jesus could destroy the work of the devil legally because he was born on this planet. Evil spirits and demons were not born here, and they do not have authority on this planet. You need to understand that. Now, you're born here, and you're twice born. You're born of flesh, and you're born of the Spirit. So God has given us authority. We have authority because we're born of flesh and blood. We're here on this planet, and most of you have a birth certificate, which proves you've been born. And the devil comes around your house, gets your birth certificate out. You see, the devil does not have a physical body. Your physical body gives you authority on this planet Earth. The devil doesn't have one. He's an illegal alien to this planet. He doesn't have authority here. You have the authority on this planet. Jesus had authority on this planet as long as he was in a flesh, blood, and bone body. But now, when Jesus arose from the dead and got his glorified body back, did you notice he didn't heal any sick people, didn't cast out any demons, didn't do any miracles after that? You know why? Because he has become God in his divine Godhead powers. It's illegal for him to do that. But he anointed the body of Christ to do it. He said, now you go in my name. You cast out demons. You speak with new tongues. You lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. Now this shows you how God has set up the kingdom. God intended for man to be what the Bible calls God of this world. That just simply means ruler over the world. Doesn't mean that we're Almighty God, but he expected man to do that. Man sold the earth lease out to Satan, and Satan became the God of the world. But I have good news for you. Jesus came and got it back. And he paid the price, and he redeemed mankind. He took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. And thank God we are redeemed from the authority of darkness and translated into the kingdom of the dear Son. The kingdom of God abides within you. Jesus said it. He said, the kingdom is within you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now we're talking about the kingdom of God, and specifically we're talking about the will of the kingdom. Jesus said, pray the will of God be done in earth as it is in heaven. So that is the will of God for this planet. Regardless of what happens on this planet in the interim time between now and the time the lease on this planet runs out, it is still the will of God that it be on earth as it is in heaven. So stop and ask yourself, how is it in heaven? Now, if you want to know if it's God's will to heal you, if you want to know if it's God's will for you to be prosperous, if you want to know if it's God's will for this or that to happen, just stop and ask yourself, how will it be when we get to heaven? Now, let's go back to this trial and test thing, because I think this is where most people miss it. They think that the trials and tests are designed to make you perfect in this life, or to perfect you and make you more like Jesus. That's not what the Bible says. Jesus said that Satan comes to steal the word. And the things that he uses to steal the word of God out of you is affliction, persecution, deceitfulness of riches, lust of other things. The first thing he said is affliction. Now you see, it's not the fact that these afflictions and problems of life come to make you stronger. If it were true that they were here to make you stronger, and that's what God was using to perfect the church, then Jesus was really confused, because he said Satan was the one that was doing it. And I don't believe that God is using the father of all lies to perfect the church, do you? No, the Holy Spirit and the Word of God can do that. So actually, when we see what the kingdom, the will of the kingdom is for this planet Earth, then we can fall into line with the Bible principles and Bible teaching concerning the things that religion has taught us down through the years and confused people. When you look at it the way religion's looked at it, you get confused sometimes. You know, someone's made the statement that the Bible is so simple, you'd have to have someone to help you misunderstand it. And I believe that. But we've had a lot of help down through the years. We really have. I mean, there's been a lot of people working day and night to help you misunderstand the Bible. Now, I don't know whether they were doing it on purpose or not. Bless their darling confused hearts. But nevertheless, they were confusing people.
God bless you. I do appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today, and I trust you've been blessed as we've taught concerning the kingdom of God. Now, our offer this week will be CD offer number 7230. That's CD offer number 7230, The Gospel of the Kingdom. Two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $19.
The Gospel of the Kingdom. You remember Jesus taught about the kingdom of God. He went about preaching concerning the kingdom of God. And in Matthew, the 6th chapter, Jesus teaching his disciples to pray, in verse 9, says, "After this manner therefore pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." Now that's an amazing phrase. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now, he taught his disciples to pray that way. Then evidently it must be the will of God that it be on earth today the same as it is in heaven. That is the will of God. Well, you know it's not that way yet, but that's the will of God. That was God's purpose and plan from the beginning, that earth be as it is in heaven. But because of sin, because of what Adam did, and Satan came into the planet, brought sickness and disease and poverty and the curses upon the earth, then it's not that way today. But Jesus said, pray that it'll get that way. So that tells us that it is the will of God that it be on earth the same as it is in heaven. Now, that surprises some folks. They think that it's this way down here, wars and all the things going on, destroying people's lives, because that's ultimately the will of God. No, it's not the will of God. It's the will of the devil. God's will is right here. Pray thy kingdom come. When the kingdom of God set up on the earth, it will be that way here on earth. Then in Luke, the 12th chapter, Jesus said, "Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." So he has given us the kingdom. It's available to us today. It's set up in the hearts of men. If you're born again and Jesus is the Lord of your life, then you're able to tap into the provisions of that kingdom.
That's CD offer number 7230, The Gospel of the Kingdom. Two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, total of $19.
We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. That's 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400. Or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.